Revenge of the Middle-Aged Woman by Elizabeth Buchan. Read by Joanna David. Chapter 1. Here, said Minty, my deputy, with one of her breathy laughs. The review has just come in. It's hilariously vindictive. She pushed towards me a book entitled A Thousand Olive Trees by Hal Thorne, with a review tucked into it. For some reason, I picked up the book. Normally, I avoided anything to do with Hal, but I did not think it mattered this once. I was settled, busy, different, and I had made my choice a long time ago. When we first discussed my working on the book's pages, Nathan argued that if I ever achieved my ambition to become the book's editor, I would end up hating books. Familiarity bred contempt. But I said that Mark Twain had got it better when he said that familiarity breeds not so much contempt, but children. And wasn't Nathan's comment a reflection on his own feelings about his own job? Nathan replied, Nonsense! Have I ever been happier? And you wait and see. The latter was said with one of his ironic, strong man, I know better than you smiles, which I always enjoyed. So far, he had been wrong. For me, books remained full of promise and contained a sense of possibility, any possibility. In rocky times, they were saviors and life belts, and when I was younger, they provided chapter and verse when I had to make decisions. Over the years of working with them, it had become second nature to categorize them by touch. Thick, rough, cheaper paper denoted a paperback novel. Poetry hovered on the waitlist and was decorated with wide white margins. Biographies were heavy with photographs.